Blog Talk Radio.
On a mountain, in a valley, I beheld only God. In ease and well-being, I beheld only God. Like a candle, I melted amidst the sparks of the flames. I beheld only God. Good morning. Welcome to You Are Okay. Brian?
Good morning, everyone. We are here only to be truly helpful. We are here to represent Him who sent us. We do not have to worry about what to say or what to do, because He who sent us will direct us. We are content to be wherever He wishes, knowing He goes there with us. We will be healed as we let Him teach us to heal. Good morning, Mara. How are you?
Good. I am good, thank you. I'm doing very well. It's nice to hear your voice. We have had kind of already a rush morning this morning, my friends. Thank you for joining us. Frankly, we have the possibility to pre-screen this and take out all our uhs and ahs, and I'm not going to do that because that's not who we are. We're human beings, Brian and I, here talking to you today. So, Brian, tell us about your week, please.
Oh, my week has been interesting. My week has been full. I've had work and I've had relationships and I've had fun and it's been glorious. No complaints here.
So we've got some real nice loud music echoing today at the right sound. So I'm going to stop and Nails by Be Still That Soul so that you can fill the air with telling us what's been nice about your weekend.
Well, my week has been very expansive for me, and although that can be at times a pain, if you will, something that we don't particularly want to go through, at the same time, anytime we're expanding, we're moving into a new, more broader experience of life, and that's always an overall wonderful experience. And so as I allow myself to accept the change and actually embrace it, it becomes a desirous thing rather than something that we would rather not experience. And so that's something, that's exactly what I'm going through right now. I didn't do any shows this week for my radio show. I just didn't feel like I was expanding so much. I felt that I needed to kind of fit back into my, or become more comfortable with my new area that I'm taking up, if you will. And like putting on a new pair of shoes, there's a lot of room to maneuver in, and I wanted to get a little bit more snug and comfortable with inside the new area before trying to go and run a marathon, if you will. And so I've been relaxing a little bit on that front, if you will, and not taking it to mean that something's wrong with me and that I'm trying to hide or anything like that, or ashamed of what I'm doing or anything like that. Just like I said, just knowing that I'm moving into a new area and I'd rather not burden myself with certain things and just get more familiar with it and then go out into the public, if you will, and let it be known.
Very nice. Very nice. You know, in fact, yesterday I loaded up some new music, and one piece is called Open Your Heart. It's very short. It's by Catherine Toyama, and let me play that, and we can play it behind as we're talking here, but it's Open Your Heart. It's so consistent with what you were describing, and the music is lovely. I'm going to be quiet for a second and just listen.
Thank you.
to me, this peace really contains kind of all that you were describing.
Mm-hmm.
It has the excitement of coming to a new place, and then the swell, getting adjusted to that place, and then the movement. Open your heart, my friends. Open your heart. Brian, what you said about your week that really touched my heart was your comment that you're not going to put yourself down because you decided, you know, to step back a few minutes and not do the radio, and you weren't going to feel like you were doing something wrong. And that may not be an exact quote, but I think it's pretty close. And that is, so many times a barrier for all of us is that we tend to get caught up in our fear about what are other people going to think about what we're doing. And so we don't completely open our heart, as this music is talking about, and embrace the moment and expand using your words. But instead, we move a little bit, and then we get all worried about what are other people going to think. And many times we may take part of what we've learned, and sometimes we take none of it. And then many times people slip back into the way things were before, because our past behavior is so beguiling. It's something that we're used to, and so it needs a dynamic piece like this Open Your Heart piece by Catherine Tuyama to recognize that the excitement, the light of just following your own drummer. Everybody has their own drum. Everybody. And part of what we're going to be doing today is really, we can call it a revival meeting if we were using Christian concepts, or, a festival if we were using Islamic concepts. We could call it a variety of things, but we're going to have a gathering where we bring our energy together and we do some meditation on different topics, more than one meditation today. And the theme, if there is a theme, is very much what you said there. It is that you do not know who you want to be until you encounter who you are, or you are not. You do not know who you are until you encounter who you are not. And so often we judge ourselves in the now because of what we did that was reflective of who we are not. Things that we did that are not who we are, and it's not so easy to say, I'm going to put this aside, I'm going to give myself some room to get comfortable in this new pair of shoes. I'm not going to take on any additional responsibilities. I'm going to let some of my other responsibilities sit on the wayside for a while, sit beside me. And they're not going to go anywhere. It's an amazing thing about responsibilities. They generally are waiting there when you come back. They're not going anywhere. No one's going to rush in and take care of you. And if they do, wonderful, good, then that's a blessing. And if they don't, you just come back and finish. But I respect what you did this week. Would you like to share with us any of what you've learned? Have you had moments of... I'm trying to think of the word. There is an epiphany. Have you had epiphany moments?
Well, yes, I have. And more along the lines of the epiphany moment is the realization that, and it's what I talk a lot about on my shows, is that if I'm not coming from my center, then what I'm doing, although it might seem helpful on the exterior, because I might be saying the right words, and I might be intentionally trying to be helpful, But if I'm not in my center and coming from that place, and what I would call the center is the place where you're in full contact with your being, or God, if you will. And when you're in that place, then the words that we say and the vibration that we're sending out is coming from a place that contains meaning. Like an example I give many times is like if you've ever done something in your life and you thought it was going to be fantastic and you were looking forward to it, and then you did it and it was empty at the end of it. It just didn't fulfill what you thought it was going to fulfill. And a lot of times that's what's happening when we're coming from that place of ego, where we think or we have an agenda as to what is going to be accomplished and what's going to be experienced. And that's not a fulfilling experience. So I'm choosing in my life at this moment to only do things that are fulfilling when they're completed and as they're being accomplished, if you will, or as they're being practiced. And so to do that, you must be in your center. And that's because what means anything is God. And so if I'm not connecting with God, then I'd rather not share my opinion with the world, if you will. And so that's more along the lines of where I have been at this week, is making sure I'm just in my center before I go out and do anything of significance in the world. And in truth, every moment that we're doing anything is significant. And that's why it's not only beneficial, but so important to be in your center all the time. Because everything we're doing, from brushing our teeth to sneezing to sharing ourselves on a radio show, is significant in the world to some extent. And this is the awareness that I'm coming to, and I know more and more people are coming to, and there's so many people in the world looking for meaning in life. And the meaning is within inside each and every one of us. And when we connect with that meaning, we are meaningful and impactful, if you will, all through life. And that's also what today's show is going to be about, is the importance of meditation and helping us to connect with that center, that place of meaning, and then live from that place and share our lives with everyone else from that place.
Yes.
So I definitely look forward to today's show.
I do too. I was sharing with Brian that there's a leader who teaches people to go out, and I'm not quite sure what they... I believe they teach people to see the light. She's the lady who worked with Shirley MacLaine. Her name is Chris Grissom. And I just see them as enlightened people, and they're enlightened people that come before her. And it interests me because to me, the more enlightened I become, the less judgmental I want to be. I am. I'm letting go of judgment and not looking at other people and expecting them to be the way I want to be. And that's interesting because for whatever reason, dredging up, I just said to Brian this morning, I keep having these little memories just suddenly dart in. And I remember sitting in one of the sessions and I have a way of closing my meditation that feels absolutely right for me but may not be what everyone else is doing. And I tend to take my hands in the mudra position and I put them at the top of my head, I put them at my lips, and then I put them at my heart. And to me, that's connection. And I don't know why I do that. I've always done it. And it was the subject of many titters that I was doing this. It was somehow, I don't know, I guess it was seen as officious. And I think that part of what we're going to be working on is something that Chris shared at one session I went to at her place, which is that you don't need to spend a lot of time meditating in order to come to a place of peace. And you can carry that place of peace with you then. And as I say on Friday mornings, you know, when I invite people to reach out their dominant hand and take the hand of God, it is that simple. And it is that inobtrusive. You can be at a meeting where everything just feels like it's getting crazy and chaotic, and you can simply reach out, for me, my right hand, and just reach out your right hand and put it down at the side. And in the act of doing that, just think in your mind, God, you know, take my hand. I don't want to be in this meeting alone today. And that act, she said that there were times when she would meditate for 5 seconds and there were times she would meditate for 5 hours. Maybe she said 5 days, but I think she said 5 hours. And as I drop my hand down to the side, you know, what does that take? Let's all try that right now. This is, we're beginning this meditation period today. And if you want to call in and talk about meditating, praying, taking moments of silence, whatever it is that you want to call your time of connecting with love, please do and tell us about it. 646-595-3584. And for now, let's just try just a little quick ditty. And I've gotten some really, I have a real nice little piece here that's called Meditation. It's by Meditation, and it's called Find Yourself. And what we're going to do with this little piece is this is going to be our first working together to meditate today. And all you are going to do is breathe in. And I'd like you to bring your breath in long and slow and pull it all the way through your body. I want you to keep your mind on that breath. And let's start meditation. Find yourself, very short, not long.
What is love?
Pull the energy through your feet, back just through your nose and your feet. Pull that breath, focusing on it. See it as a crystal clear ribbon coming up through your body, crossing your calves, coming together, and now beginning the climb up your divining rod, your chakra. Pull your breath up. As you cross the base chakra, let go of your fear and keep your air fearless. I know a lot of people take one deep breath. I encourage people to take sips of breath so that as they cross each chakra, they can pull in a little bit more breath. And so as you cross the sacral chakra, the creative zone, pull in some creative energy in this breath. You're coming up and you're in the solar plexus. Heal yourself. Pull the yellow energy of the solar plexus, healing energy up. Now, resting in your heart, holding in your heart all of the fearless, creative, healing energy. Come up, pulling loving energy now into your voice chakra, your throat chakra. Pull that energy up, continuing to sip. Bring it up and rest for a moment. Between your eyes and manifest yourself as a loving being. And now as you pull that ribbon of clear crystal, fearless, creative, healing, loving, forgiving, manifesting energy up, open your head and allow it to fuse with God and reach out your dominant hand. And now sit, holding the hand of God and breathing. Two minutes and 32 seconds, my friends. As you're sitting here holding the hand of God with your dominant hand and feeling the vibration of realizing that you are enough for God to want to be by your side with you always, and that God is enough to be there. That God doesn't have to pick and choose between us. That no matter what pronoun you use for God, he or she is ready to sit down beside you and hold your hand. And it took simply 2 minutes and 32 seconds to get to this place of peace. Now we're going to build on this place today as we move through the program. But I want you all to remember the simple exercise of breathing in deeply. Don't worry about getting a breath that feels like you're strangling as you're holding on to it. Because if you're focusing on that breath and it feels like you're strangling, then what is your experience about? Strangling. Your focus doesn't become the luxurious growth in energy that is coming to your body because you are breathing. Your experience becomes thinking, when do I get to take my next breath? And if you're sitting there today and you have emphysema or asthma, you have some breathing disorder that makes it impossible for you to take an elongated breath without feeling a clutching feeling in your chest, then adjust it. God is all about being comfortable with you, not about a set of rules that work for some and not for all. So you need to develop the system of breathing and the energy, the love of God, that works for you, because you were put here with that goal. And part of the theme as we're going to talk today is going to be about accepting yourself as you are, accepting all that has happened in the past is gone, realizing that you wouldn't know you didn't want to be that person if you hadn't been there, if you hadn't done it, letting go of judgment, letting go of judgment of yourself, negative thinking, using Brian's words, stop putting yourself down. And Brian, I'm going to let you now, and I'm going to play a new piece. These new pieces are a little bit louder. I probably should have brought them in softer. But I think that I would like to see us go through a process today where we did the very short one now, so that people can see the connection. And now I'd like you to do a piece that is longer and pulling everyone together. And this time, let's have the focus be self-acceptance. Now, I encourage everyone to continue to sit there holding the hand of love, because that visual exercise does help you to become what Brian was describing, and I call God-centered. If you're holding the hand of your parent, you open yourself up to your parent's love of you. And we all emanate from God, from love, the ultimate parent. And Brian, I'm going to play not a real long piece, but I loved it. It's 8 minutes. So you'll have about 8 minutes. So now we're going to do something that's almost three times as long as what we just did a minute ago. But I want you to see, you're going to see the building, the layering on that comes from this place of peace. Because, my friends, we've been on the air for 25 minutes. And of those 25 minutes, about 10 of them now, you've been sitting here holding the hand of love of God. So this one is by Om Helen Camp, and it's called Muku, M-O-K-U. make it a hopefully soft cry. You may need to speak a little. You'll be able to judge. I can't judge today how loud these really are. My phone is saying they're very loud.
That seems fine to me. Thank you.
Good.
Let us continue this energy that we have allowed to flow through us, as Mara was speaking about earlier, about meditation. And sometimes we can meditate for a few minutes a day, and sometimes people meditate for 5 hours a day. And I just want to share with you now the idea behind meditation, so that you can carry this with you through the meditation and also have it become a part of you as you finish the meditation. And that is, every time we meditate, every time we take the time to consciously choose to slow down our thoughts, to calm our emotions, to breathe deeply and connect with ourselves at a more deeper level, we experience this place of serenity, this place of peace. And the more that we choose to be there, the more we live from there, the more we act from there, and that becomes our natural place of being more and more naturally as we spend the time being there. So that is what we are doing now with the meditation. And eventually, as we spend enough time consciously choosing to be in a meditative space as often as needed, we will never leave that place again. And that's where peace is. That's where love resides. That's where infinite patience is. And when you are at peace, always, no matter what the exterior circumstances might be, then you are free and you are not burdened by any experiences that you might be experiencing. And this is a place, as Mara was mentioning, the place of self-acceptance. And you can be comfortable inside your own skin, no matter where you are. Then you are free, and you are not worried about what's going on around you. You are free to be at peace and to be in the place of love. And that place and that experience radiates out from you and is experienced by all those around you. So let us now take a deep breath in through the nose and out through the nose. In through the nose and out through the nose. And with each breath, I want you to feel yourself going deeper and deeper into your center, connecting more and more with the truth of your being, the truth of who you are. And now, as you become more familiar with this place, with each breath, I want you to feel as though you are in a hammock, resting in this web of love. And as you relax more and more with each breath, you feel yourself sink more and more into this hammock, or into this web of love. And as you sink more and more into it, the sides of the hammock, or this web, come around, and it seems like you're being engulfed in it. You're fully immersing yourself in it. And with each breath, feel yourself going deeper and deeper into this cocoon of love. This web of love will support you, will hold you up. You will not fall when you're in this web. Feel yourself being accepted. Feel yourself at home again. Feel yourself relaxed. Feel yourself at peace. And notice that any worry or anxiety that you might have had before starting this meditation is gone now. And you are free. You are free to experience the center of yourself, the place of peace, the place of everlasting love. And now I want you to feel yourself being rocked back and forth, swinging back and forth in this hammock of love. And feel yourself just fully trusting in this cocoon, immersing yourself in this cocoon. And again, I share with you, the more time we spend in this place, the more we will accept ourselves in every situation, because we will be connected deeper at a more profound and more meaningful level with inside of ourselves. And when we accept ourselves and love ourselves because we know who we are, that can never be taken from us. So let us spend the remainder of this meditation spending time with ourselves, getting to know ourselves on a deeper level, and loving ourselves for it.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you very much. That was beautiful. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mara. Thank you, listeners.
Yes, thank you all very much. Your energy, I can feel your energy around me as we're meditating here. In fact, why don't we complete the circle of meditation here by reaching out your non-dominant hand and taking the hand of your neighbor's perception of God, so that we will be in the circle, human God, man God, woman God. I tend to call humans man, so if you hear that on one of my programs, you'll know I'm referring to all of us. But now, let's expand our circle. Let's expand our energy and feel the energy. As we're just sitting here, feel it coursing through our hands as we're joined together. And Let us spend a little bit of time focusing on letting go and enjoying that peaceful place that Brian took us to. I know I don't know if I'm not talking loud enough or if the phone is not working well. Can you hear me now, Brian?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, so let us spend this time as we're circling, just imagining. And I want you to begin to feel the presence. Now, some of you may walk away today and not feel what I'm talking about, but I think you will come to feel it. And we're going to do just a very short little piece here, and we're going to do it silence, in silence. And what we're going to do is we're going to feel, and we'll use that piece, open your heart, that we were talking about earlier with Brian. And this time we're going to, it's a little over 2 minutes, not much. And we're going to do 2 minutes in silence, and you're just going to float. You're going to feel that rocking of the hammock, and you're going to feel the energy coursing through both of your hands, and allow yourself to feel those things. And if you don't feel them, don't judge yourself as less than. Because life is a learning experience. But for now, even if you don't feel it, can you have faith that we are sending you love? That love is sending you love, and we are sending you love. No matter whether your hands become sharp and feel electrical and like little sparks of electricity are in them, whether your body feels light and floating or not, let's all relax in the love for just 2 minutes that we are sending to each other. Catherine Toyama, open your heart. Rest your shoulders back. Breathe. And next, what we're going to do is we're going to go from this sense of floating peace that we are in. And Brian is going to begin. He and I will share the next meditation. We're going to do it to Solar Winds Dancing Nebula. And we're going to lead out with Brian. And we're going to share letting go of that glitchy feeling that you may carry in your heart that you're not enough. So we're going to go through a meditation. The final meditation is very long, 16 minutes, and then we'll close out the show, and Brian is going to lead us in that. And Brian, I will start when you're ready. I won't start the music until you tell me.
Go ahead and start the music. Let us realize in this meditation that whenever we are feeling embarrassed, whenever we are feeling as something is going wrong, and we are having that tight feeling within our chest, we are burdening ourselves with that feeling, feeling as though we are not enough. And so let us spend this time now practically going through steps that we can use to go through as we are feeling those feelings. So let us now go ahead and start the music on it. And as we go into this meditation, I want you to close your eyes and think back to a time when a situation occurred to you to where you felt anxious and you began to worry and began to feel fear. I want you to think back to this time. And as you start to feel those emotions, I want you to realize that situation is all in your mind. Now, what I mean by this is that you're giving yourself a role to play, and you're putting yourself into a box, if you will. And this picture is not measuring up to what you think should be taking place. And that's where the anxiety comes from. That's where the worry and fear comes from. And whenever we put ourselves in that box and feel the worry and anxiety that can come from that scenario, we can set ourselves free and be at peace. So the first indicator that we can know and recognize is when the worry and the fear and the anxiety starts to arise within inside of our chest. And as that fear and worry and anxiety starts to build up in you and you notice it, the first thing to do is to take a deep breath. So let us do that now. Let us take 3 deep breaths. And closing our eyes if that feels comfortable. Ease. There's always beauty of of our breath that we can experience. And the breath is so important with connecting in with our being, connecting in with our peace, and feeling that peace within us. And then as you begin to breathe, taking at least 3 deep breaths, I want you to next begin to realize that the anxiety you're feeling, the worry you're feeling, is all something that you're putting there that doesn't have to be there. And when you release it, you will be free of it, and you will be able to experience peace in that very moment. And when you're experiencing peace, you are being part of the solution rather than part of the problem. Because whenever we're feeling anxious, whenever we're feeling upset, we recognize that there's a problem. But whenever we're feeling anxiety or worry or fear of that problem, all that we're doing is adding to it. And there is no solution within adding to the problem. And the moment we come out of the problem and get into the place where the solution can be felt, where the solution can be known, we can then be an agent for change, if you will, and we can connect in with the knowingness that would bring about a solution to the problem. And that's the importance of these steps. That's the importance of practicing these. And of course, that is the importance of meditation, to connect with your center, to connect into that place of solution. And solutions always simplify. And because solutions always simplify, for us to connect with the solution, we must simplify ourselves. And what could be more simple than breathing and giving your full attention to your breath? So let us once again give our attention to our breath for 3 deep breaths.
As you are breathing in, think in your mind, I am loved. Pulling the energy of your breath through your body, pull with it the vibrant, electric charge of those words. I am loved. And as you allow your breath to be infused with the energy of love, going through your crown chakra and out to become divinely inspired, now breathe out, I am enough. Take your lungs down and breathe all the air out. And as you're breathing out, release from yourself the negative energy that you've been clinging to, the energy of judgment that you're not enough. Breathing in again, I am enough this time. Pull the realization that you are enough just as you are through your mind. Let it escape and get infused with God's love. And now send the transfused breath, the divinely inspired breath back. And as you do, feel your shoulders relax. Feel your heart lighten as you release the negative energy of self-judgment you've been holding. Breathing in again, pulling a deep breath up, I am loved. notice how it feels different than mine because you're believing it. Feel it around your heart as your heart begins to send out loving rays to all around you. As you become encased in a golden, golden globe of energy of love. Take your breath up to your crown chakra and open it up. Feel the golden energy of that globe merging with your breath, transforming it, taking out the negativity. And now take this crystal clear breath down through your body and let it wander through your skin, pulling out any residual negative energy. Grounded in believing you are not enough. I am enough. And as you come to these places, now allow your mind to go to a place where you now look at all of these past judgments, and they sit there as simply sheets of paper with words on them, sitting on pedestals created by you in your mind. See them for what they were, self-judgment. And now, from each one, invite forth the lesson you learned about who you want to be, who you are. If you see a pedestal that has on it angry words, burn those words with your eyes of love. And say, I want to be a person of peace. Forgive yourself for the words. Focus on your voice chakra and let those words go. If you see a pedestal that has a moment when you could have spent more time with someone, and that's not who you want to be, someone who doesn't give of themselves. Release those words. Let them go. And spend time in your solar plexus, the zone of healing, forgiving yourself and knowing that in the future you will take the time. And if you don't, you can forgive yourself just as you are now. Invite into yourself the wisdom through your breath to recognize how long 2 minutes of your time can be. And set aside the judgment that it's not enough time to serve. If you see on one of those pedestals angry, mean-spirited action, physical action, push them aside, knowing that is not who you are. And go to your heart and open your heart, rest back your shoulders. Bring in the love that you are feeling now. Now pull that energy up and sit in your third eye. And in your third eye, manifest yourself as a loving being. That is who you are. If you have a pedestal on it, with words written in your own hand. Words that are not loving and kind. Burn it up with your loving gaze. Cause those words to drip off the paper. Visualize them going away. And then come back to your heart. Take your loving energy and go up to your throat, your voice chakra, and decide, that is not who I choose to be. And take the image of yourself as someone who writes loving words, who's careful with their words, to your third eye, and manifest yourself out there as a loving writer. If you see a pedestal there that is just crawling with vermin, everything that you dislike and are afraid of in life, stare now at that pedestal with all of the love that you have pulled into yourself through this session today, and release those fears. There is nothing to fear. Nothing. Let them go, because you know you are holding hands with love. There is nothing to be afraid of. The challenge is to love. And my friends, if you can come to know your feelings of fear, your forgiveness of words spoken, acts done, and you can come to not allow those to invade your presence, if you can embrace that love is right now in this present only, now, right now, not in the past and not in the future, right now. Being centered is being in the now. May love enfold you this week. I'm going to put on my favorite piece here of Hello, Myself, Hello, Light. And I'm going to give the last few seconds to Brian. Namaste, my friends. Thank you for joining.
Thank you, Mara. Thank you, listeners. A fantastic show. And I just want to leave with you this idea, because it's all true. And even if you don't feel like anything major was accomplished today on the show, you can know that every moment we spend in meditation is worth its weight in gold, if you will, and will make an impact somewhere. For being here and for participating. Till next week, stay in peace, stay in love. Namaste.
Namaste. Peace be with you all. Take care, Bri. I'll talk to you later.